Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Sadly, two more victims of Saturday's mass shooting in El Paso died on Monday morning, raising the number of fatalities to that massacre to 22. The mass shooting, one of the deadliest in modern U.S. history, unfolded at a Walmart around 11 a.m. Saturday as a 21-year-old suspect, Patrick Crisius, allegedly opened fire in the store, initially killing at least 20 and injuring 26. Crisius was booked on capital murder charges. Authorities said the crimes he accused of are being investigated as domestic terrorism. Officials are also looking into whether hate crime charges against him are appropriate. And, of course, in Dayton, Ohio, also several hours later, nine people dead in a mass shooting there. The shooter, of course, was killed by police who were on the scene. But what makes these young people do this? One was 21, the other was 24. Here's our resident psychiatrist, Dr. Peter Breggin. Peter, another shocking story, my friend. What's happening?
Well, it's a continuing theme. One of the things I want to point out is that the shooter down south identified himself as some sort of white power, but the Dayton shooter identified himself as being a Democrat. So I'm more concerned right now about what in the world is going on in the political arena, specifically about what is going on. It isn't all about people just being disturbed, but a lot of it is about that. And I think that, you know, Trump brought up today the possibility of trying to identify earlier people who are just flagrant in their warnings and their threats.
Well, I guess, you know, if you could look at the postings of these individuals, you might be able to track something. But I'm not sure you can catch somebody like that, Peter.
Well, the Dayton fellow, you know, he had for several years had been a massive threat to people. He'd been found in high school to have a list of females to assault. Then he wrote a hot list on the wall. And then it's reported that on one day, I was amazed, in 2012, one-third of the students skipped school because they were so afraid of him. I mean, that's bizarre.
And nobody did anything. Do we know anything about their medical history or their prescriptions or anything like that
at this time? The Dayton youngster talked about feeling psychotic and hearing voices. So he certainly was very disturbed. And, of course, he gave signals everywhere. He told a girl all about his voices that were very menacing to him. We don't know that either one of them had any psychiatric care or that either one of them were on psychiatric drugs.
Well, and let me ask you, Peter, as a psychiatrist, if either one of these two happened to have been a patient of yours and you picked up the possibility that they could do some harm to others, are you at liberty to talk to police about that or must it remain confidential?
Oh, you're compelled by law in just about every state of the union to take action to prevent harm from a patient of yours. So you actually would be I would be obligated to get in touch with authorities and to say that this man was a risk. The law doesn't always say specifically what you must do, but you must take some kind of action. You can even warn if you know the victim, you can warn the victim, you can call the police, but you are obligated. And,
well, that's good to know, Peter, to be sure. And let's monitor these two episodes. One of the shooters, of course, is dead, but let's find out if they were on prescription drugs as well.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.